There have been divergent views since Britain last Thursday opted out of the European Union. While some say the move will benefit Britain, others believe otherwise. On GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the Brexit, issues such as the economy and immigration came up as reasons for the exit. A lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Professor Godfred Bockwin, said Britain should have thought the high global risk of the exit. He said the outcome of the votes clearly show that people were not made to understand the implications of an exit vote. A senior business journalist, Edward Nyako, said Prime Minister David Cameron's decision to resign is in the right direction. This is because he has nothing under his sleeves to offer Britons. He said ECOWAS must push for an extended time with regards to the ratification of the Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA, and EU threat of sanctions for African countries that fail to meet the October deadline.
If you look at the response that we saw on the currency market with reference to the pound sterling itself, it tells you that the economic ramifications are a lot. And China, for instance, is complaining at the moment because we know there's this adage that unity is life strength. So once one of us pull out of it, it's automatically going to have some rippling effects. And if you also look at Russia, now, to Russia, it's a good time because I heard Putin saying that, Britain is not a country that's been hard on Russia in terms of the sanctions. Mm. So if that strong personality is moving out now, then Russia is going to stand in a better position to demand or to help, to talk out some of the currencies that were not all that harsh on its economy in terms of the sanctions that were imposed on Russia. So to the Russians, they are looking forward that if this happens in the next 2 years, in a way it will help ease sanctions on them. But back to Ghana and other African countries, even going to the capital market, because the UK is seen as the financial hub of the world to some extent. And now we are hearing that some financial companies are threatening to move out of funds and other. So it's going to have a lot of challenges on the UK market and elsewhere, because if we are going to, let's say, the capital market, and if you want to, because if the UK is there, automatically you can get all of them in that particular place, and perhaps the rate at which you might get even what you are looking for might be cheaper than that. So once there is a problem within that circle, then it will be difficult for them to also come in and then help out in terms of giving us a rate that might help. And on the other side, we look at the football world. We are hearing that some footballers, they used to come because of the free market. They can just come in. You don't have to go through the work permit challenge the way the Africans go through. So automatically, this is also going to help because, football is a big, big business. So
if this is going to go against them.
Exactly. Those who are coming from outside into the UK market to play football, it's going to affect them. And so perhaps it will cut down the kind of players they have to. Or you have to pay more to be able to. So the player, let's say, when they were in the EU market, you have to pay £1 million selling for that. Such a player might cost even £15 million because of other challenges. So it's